It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One may be fined for refusal to accept a Philippine identification card. Dear Pau, I only have a Philippine identification card, Phil ID, as a valid government-issued ID card. I was asked for another ID when I presented this, as the Phil ID does not bear my signature. Is Phil ID not sufficient? Glenda. Dear Glenda, please be informed of the following pertinent provisions of Republic Act, R.A., 11,055, otherwise known as the Philippine Identification System Act, to wit, SEC. 12. Authentication. For purposes of establishing proof of identity for transacting business with any government agency, the presentation of the Phil ID or PSN shall constitute sufficient proof thereof, subject to proper authentication. Private entities are likewise mandated to accept the Phil ID or PSN as valid proof of identity under the same terms and conditions as above, XXX. SEC. 13. Use of the Phil ID/PSN. The Phil ID shall be honored and accepted, subject to authentication, in all transactions requiring proof or verification of citizens or resident aliens' identity, XXX. It is clear from the foregoing that the Phil ID is sufficient proof of one's identity. As such, the same must be honored and accepted as such, subject to proper authentication. Otherwise, any person or entity who, without just/valid cause, refuses to accept or recognize the Phil ID may be held liable for a fine, viz. SEC. 19. Penal provision. Any person or entity who, without just and sufficient cause, shall refuse to accept, acknowledge and or recognize the Phil ID or PSN, subject to authentication, as the only official identification of the holder/possessor thereof shall be fined in the amount of 500,000 pesos, P500,000.00. We hope that we were able to answer your queries. This advice is based solely on the facts you have narrated and our appreciation of the same. Our opinion may vary when other facts are changed or elaborated on. Editor's note, Dear Pau is a daily column of the Public Attorney's Office. Questions for Chief Acosta may be sent to derpau@manilatimes.net.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.